Iran's oil minister defines strategies to make sanctions ineffective. Peace activists in the U.S. state of Virginia protest against CIA's use of drone warfare. And Spanish doctors hold fresh rallies against privatization. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, hello and a very warm welcome. A festival of oil industries research and technology commended top researchers in the field of oil and gas in Tehran. The contributions to the festival have been considered to be of highest effect in boosting the domestic oil industry. Being product-based has also been taken into account for picking the top research projects. Addressing the awards ceremony, Minister of Oil Rostam Qasemi said Iran's oil industry has stepped into a spring of development given the fact that projects worth $250 billion are underway in the industry. The oil minister said to make the sanctions ineffective, a strategic plan and a roadmap have been drafted for boosting production, especially in shared oil and gas fields, in addition to refining capacity. Furthermore, Qasemi said the oil ministry will start in the near future a national fund to support manufacturers of oil industry. The oil minister also called for boosting the production of petrochemicals in the upstream industries as another approach to tackle the embargoes. Air France KLM says the company plans to cease flights to Iran in April. Spokesman for the French-Dutch airlines, Joost Rimpel, reiterated that the decision to end the Amsterdam-Tehran route has been made for economic, not political reasons. Air France KLM has currently 4 flights to Tehran on its weekly schedule. Meanwhile, the Austria Airlines announced that it will halt flights from Vienna to Tehran as of January the 13th. The decisions have Germany's Lufthansa as the sole European carrier offering services to Tehran. This comes while Iranian passengers are growingly interested in domestic airlines due to more affordable ticket prices. Peace activists have gathered outside the CIA headquarters in Langley in the U.S. state of Virginia to condemn the agency's increasing use of drone warfare. Just 2 weeks into 2013, many people have lost their lives as the U.S. has escalated its drone attacks in Pakistan. The protesters strongly condemn the assassination drone strikes since such attacks mostly leave civilians killed. Nomination of John Brennan as CIA director by U.S. President Barack Obama was also met with anger and dismay by many activists.
John Brennan is an advocate and a supporter of the use of drones in this sort of hidden war that's happening. And so we will be out here and continuing to protest John Brennan, and we will be vigiling outside of his house, and we will also be protesting his confirmation hearings.
We thought 4 years ago when we had Obama in that Guantanamo would be closed, that drone attacks would be reduced, and instead drone attacks have doubled and redoubled. And having someone who was an apologist during the Bush era being now an apologist, becoming an apologist for the Obama administration is just heinous.
In his role currently, things are awfully aggressive. And if he is in as director, what's the CIA really going to be doing? I'm scared.
Masked gunmen have attacked protesters camped outside the presidential palace in the Egyptian capital of Cairo, hurling firebombs at their tents and firing birdshot in clashes that left 7 policemen and 16 civilians injured. A security official said that the gunmen threw petrol bombs and set fire to the tents of protesters who were from opposition parties. They have been camping out for more than a month. The official added when police intervened, the gunmen fired birdshot into the crowd. 2 gunmen were later arrested. The protesters have been demanding that the president annul a constitution that has paralyzed the country. As people in different parts of Bahrain continue with their peaceful demonstrations demanding immediate release of the political prisoners, the Al Khalifa regime shows no sign of let-up in its harsh crackdown on protesters. Many believe that Saudi Arabia and the U.S. should be held accountable for continuation of such a trend. They say the international community should also break its silence over the issue.
The people in Bahrain did not use one single weapon so far. For 2 years, peaceful demonstrations asking for legal demands, democracy, equality, freedom, and human rights. And those slogans cannot be, those principles cannot be denied by anyone, especially the Western society and the international community. Saudi Arabia believes that any democracy or reform in Bahrain will move to the eastern region in Saudi Arabia and will create problems to that kingdom. Also, we cannot deny the role of the United States. The United States like a false witness now in Bahrain. It remains silent about what's going on in Bahrain.
Spanish medical unions and public health workers have staged a huge rally in the capital, Madrid, to denounce the government's decision to privatize the health sector. The protesters took to the streets as part of their efforts to force the government to stop its painful private management policies. Madrid's regional government plans to privatize 6 hospitals and 27 health centers, insisting the plan is necessary for the region to meet its tough deficit targets. Medical unions say that they can save around 600 million euros without any of the painful privatization, rather with a better management. The 21st week of Iran's Football Premier League saw 8 matches across the nation. In the most notable matches, Tractor Sazi outclassed Rahan 3-0 and moved to the top of the table, at least before the Monday match between Esteghlal and Mers. The goal exchange in the derby match of Isfahan saw Sepahan edge past Sobahan 4-3. Persepolis were held to a goalless draw against Sabah of Qom, and Gahar of Darud scored the second home win in a row, beating Pekan 2-0, moving one step up from the bottom of the table. That's it for this edition of Drama Dram Network News. For me and the rest of the team, have a very good time. Bye-bye.